Morena e hoama. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I'm a six-figure business owner on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you are new here, welcome, nō mai, haere mai. And if you've been here before, you'll know just how much I value your time. I don't like to muck around, so let's just dive into today's podcast episode. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. Today's episode is all about how to stop outsourcing your power to the world. I'm talking about the things that people say to you, your current 3D reality, so like what you're experiencing, how, you know, what things are happening in your life. Maybe you're experiencing a lot of pain or discomfort, or you're just navigating a lot at the moment. The money you're currently making, the success you're currently experiencing, the clients you're currently working with in your business, the things your current friends are saying to you, the things your whānau are saying to you. All of these things, when you give your power to them, you're outsourcing your power. And when you give your power to everything external of you, you will never be able to quantum leap, because your results are entirely dependent on what happens to you, not how you respond to it all. I feel like this just really needs to land for you. When you give your power to everything external of you, you won't be able to quantum leap, because your results are entirely dependent on what happens to you, not how you respond to it all. So if you want to create illogical results in your life, in your business, then you need to take back your power. It means it doesn't matter what your friends say, what your family says, what's happening in your life. You take back that power, you do what's required of you, and then you level up. I am literally so excited for today's podcast episode, because this lesson, what I'm sharing with you all today, when I learned this, everything changed for me. Because if you've been part of my journey for some time now, it literally wasn't that long ago. I weighed 183 kgs. I was a drug addict. I had chronic endometriosis pain. I was binge eating every day. I was vaping. I was living paycheck to paycheck. Aruhamai, I've just literally got this cough coming up. Aruhamai. We're back. I literally hated my life. I hated myself. I felt like an absolute failure. Like, this wasn't that long ago. And today, I've literally built a badass brand. I help people build their own badass businesses. I live my dream life. I'm 70 kgs down. I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life, happier than I've ever been. I literally just got back from a trip to Australia where I went on a retreat. It was like the most magical, beautiful experience ever. I got to meet one of my friends who I'd been friends with on the internet for a while. And like, we just had so, so much fun. Like, I'm literally still on a buzz from that. But what I'm trying to say is that my life has completely changed. And I did this by learning how to take back my power, which is what I'm going to teach you about today. If there's anything specific in this podcast episode that really lands for you, I would love it if you sent me a message over on Instagram. I absolutely love hearing from you all. Or if you're a bit shy, or just even if you do want to send a message, I would also love it if you could rate this podcast. This just really helps push this out to more people. And that is my overall mission here on the Māori Millionaire Podcast, is to be able to bridge the wealth gap, which means reaching as many people as I can. So if you could do that, that would literally mean the world to me. Anyways, back to the kaupapa of today's podcast episode. I was actually working out this morning and I had this really cool idea. And what I thought I would do was share with you the real and raw things that I've navigated over the past 12 months and share with you exactly how I managed it and how I stopped outsourcing my power. So we're just going to dive straight into it. The first thing that I navigated last year, like a really difficult experience for me, was my first heartbreak. And anyone who has had their heart broken knows how horrible this experience is. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. Like, everyone who's been through this knows how it feels. It's nothing beautiful. But at the time, I asked myself who I was going to be during this time, because I had already, you know, started my whole water journey. I think I may have been like 20 or 30 kgs down, and I was like, I want to keep going. I want to keep crushing it. I want to keep growing my business. I want to just level up in all ways, but I just didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't feel like putting in the mahi or anything like that. And so I asked myself who I was going to be. I was like, I'm not going to outsource my power to this heartbreak. I'm not going to outsource my power to this person, or I'm not going to outsource my power to literally things external of me. I'm going to take back my power and I'm going to do what's required of me to level up in business. And so I showed up in my business and I literally quantum leaped to a $27,000 month in business. And the thing about this is that that's like the external byproduct of the inner work I was doing. Behind the scenes, I, you know, as I said, felt like absolute shit, excuse my language, but like literally didn't want to get out of bed, didn't want to do anything. I had no appetite. Like I really felt horrible. And as I said, everyone who's been through this knows what it's like, but I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to focus on my business. I didn't want to, you know, work on a new offer that I was working on. I didn't want to do any of that, but I decided that I was going to be someone who, despite what I was navigating, showed up as the best version of myself. I was someone who could show up and do what was required of me. And that's when I was able to have my first $27,000 a month, you know? So that's the first difficult thing. Shortly after, my nan passed away. And what had actually happened was, it was like a year, I think it was longer actually, prior, I actually moved to be closer to her. So I was her neighbor. So I spent every single day with her. I was with my nan. And shortly after, I watched new people move into her house. I watched them live in her whare. And that was really, you know, not only was I navigating losing my best friend, but it was like a double heartbreak where I was navigating, you know, a romantic heartbreak, but also losing my nan. And at this time, it was like, oh my gosh, here we are again, really just going through it. And this was like in a very short time frame, like as in a few months. And so again, I asked myself who I was going to be. I was like working on a program at the time. I didn't want to make TikToks. I didn't want to show up on my stories and sell it. I didn't want to, you know, go to speaking events, you know. I didn't want to do all of the things that I had planned. And I was like, but who are you going to be? Who are you going to be in this moment? And like, I really want to just make this clear. I didn't ignore what I was navigating. I still made space for healing. I still reached out for support. I still, you know, really spent time grieving and looking after myself and doing all of that. But when it was time for business, I was all in business. And, you know, I took 3 weeks off where I like completely didn't work. And I actually spent some time just feeling the feels. And even when I went back to Mahi, I still scheduled in time where it was like, this time is for business and this time is for healing and this time. And like, I wasn't very like ultra, ultra strict on it, but like I did have this intention where it was like, this time is for this, this time is for that. And I think that's really important just to clarify for anyone who's listening to this. But yeah, as I said, I didn't want to make TikToks, didn't want to record podcast episodes, I didn't want to do anything. And so what I had to do was I had to like reprogram my mind to actually want to do those things, because I knew that if I wanted to achieve my goals, I needed to do those things. That's what was required of me. But my current reality, what I had done in the past, old programming, old habits that I had done, something bad in my life would happen and I would fall off the rails. I would start binge eating again. I would start doing drugs again. I would start doing literally whatever it was, because I outsourced my power to everything external of me. So now that I had taken back my power, I couldn't do those things. So I decided to give it my everything, and I actually ended up making 55K in sales for this new launch that I had done during that period. And what this, just like the heartbreak one, this really just showed to me the mahi I was doing behind the scenes. You know, behind the scenes, I was showing up for myself. I was being more committed at the gym. I was being more committed with the food that I was eating. I used to follow like, I told myself it was an 80-20 diet, but if I actually did the numbers, it probably wasn't an 80-20 diet. So what I would do is like Monday to Friday, I would eat really healthy. And then in the weekend, I would allow myself to eat whatever I wanted. And I stopped doing that. I was like, why are you eating like shit in the weekend when it doesn't make you feel good? It doesn't make you like, yeah, it just makes you feel like crap. And so I stopped doing that. I would allow myself to have small treats throughout the week, or whenever I would like schedule that in. And I was like, no, fuel yourself with food that makes you feel good all week round. I showed up in the gym. I just really focused on myself. I leant in to get support from my mentor. I like was just doing all of the things to level up and to not let what was happening external of me stop me from achieving everything that I wanted in life and business. So yeah, that was my double heartbreak. And then shortly after, it was my 21st, and I booked a holiday with my whānau to go on a cruise. And one day into my 21st holiday, we got the news that my uncle had passed away. So this was a triple heartbreak. It was triple heartbreak. By this point, I was just like, oh my golly gosh, I don't know how much more of this I can go through. And this was like literally all in this time space on the, oh my gosh, I cannot speak English, in a span of 5 months. And it was just heartbreak after heartbreak, and it was horrible. I did everything I could during this time to not fall into old patterns, old habits. The old me would have suffered in silence. She would have, you know, cut out the world. She would have just gone into her own little corner. She would have just, you know, not spoken to anyone, because that's what I've had done growing up. That's how I managed everything in my life. And I thought to myself, I asked myself the same question, who are you going to be during this time? When life is throwing you challenges, when life is throwing you curveballs, who are you going to be? So I did the uncomfortable thing, and I reached out to people. I reached out for professional support. I just really asked, like, I put myself in a state of receivership. So, you know, I was like, arms wide open, help me, like, universe, like, you know, whatever you believe in, God, universe, a higher power. I was like, please, like, send me help, because this is really, 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 I can't reinforce how hard this was for me. The old me would have binged the whole way through. You know, I would have been back just doing old patterns, old habits. And the thing about those is that they wouldn't have made it better. They would have acted as a distraction. So I made the extra effort to fuel my body with even better food, knowing that not doing this would only make it worse. And so throughout this whole entire time, I asked myself, who am I going to be? I am someone who doesn't outsource my power to what's happening external of me. I'm someone who shows up and looks after myself no matter what. I'm someone who shows up in business and does my best no matter what. I'm someone who is committed to the kaupapa, who's like, doesn't matter what's happening, I'm doing what's required of me. I'm someone who makes space and who actually prioritizes healing and looking after myself, not distracting myself with things that are going to temporarily make me feel better, like drinking or smoking or whatever, but like actually going through it. And like, I just want to make this clear, there were definitely times where I picked up a smoke, where I picked up a vape, but you know, when I did that, it was like, you're not supposed to be doing this. And I had to like give myself a pep talk, and it was like, stop, like actually stop. And it was very difficult, because anyone who's had an addiction before knows that it can only take one smoke, and then you're like back on the smokes again. And so, you know, it was like, what can I learn from this? And that's something I always have little notes on my computer as I'm recording podcasts, but sometimes other things just come through for me. And that's something that I want to just like touch on, is what is this challenge teaching me? Because I think so many people, they go through life and they go, oh my gosh, everything sucks, everything bad is happening to me. You know, and I so could have been in that, like, that mindset of like, why is this happening to me? Like, triple heartbreak, and it was like 5 months. It was ridiculous. I could have gone down that rabbit hole and just gone into victim mode. And I was like, no, I'm not a victim. There are so many people who have it so much worse than me. There are so many people who are just navigating so much more than me. And so instead, what I asked myself was, what is this challenge teaching me? What am I learning from this? What can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to make me stronger? How can I use this to make me wiser? How can I use this to improve my life? And it was like, the lessons I can learn here today can help me throughout my life. So learning how to navigate a triple heartbreak and not fall down in old habits, old patterns, it's like, that is beautiful. So like, now when things happen, it's like so much easier to actually give myself a hug or to do some journaling or to go on a walk or to, you know, do some breath work, do some meditation instead of doing the old things that wouldn't make it better. So like, I'm grateful for the different obstacles I've faced in my life because they've taught me to be stronger. And I just wanted to touch on that too, because everybody asks the universe for strength. You're asking for, you want to be more successful, you want to be wiser, you want to be fitter, you want to be healthier, you want to be stronger, all of the things. But then when the universe sends you a challenge to be able to strengthen that part of you, you're like, oh, no, don't send this to me. No. Like, why are you doing this to me? It's like every single thing in life happens for a reason. These things are coming to you to teach you a lesson. So ask yourself what you can learn from this. And it's so important to stop outsourcing your power. So I just want to actually riff on that a little bit and actually share some of the things that you can do to stop outsourcing your power. So when things are happening in your life, say for example, you've been triggered by something, your normal coping strategy is to ignore business, not focus on business. Slow down a little bit and ask yourself questions. So what am I avoiding right now? What am I not seeing right now? What am I not learning at the moment? What am I avoiding? You know, like actually asking yourself those questions is really important. And I think so many people, they go so quickly into everything. And like, this is normal. This is what we've designed, what we've been taught to do, to quickly move to, this is a coping mechanism, right? But what happens when you actually slow down and you ask yourself the question, what is this teaching me right now? How can I learn from this? And how can I stop old patterns and cycles? So, you know, the old me would have ignored business, would have just like literally gone, stopped posting, stopped doing all the things. But I was like, no, like this is a challenge to teach me how to expand my capacity to hold not only the, you know, heartbreak, the challenges, but also the success that I was able to experience during this period where, you know, those were some big numbers that I shared. And that all came as a result of what I was doing behind the scenes, learning how to not outsource my power to anything external of me. So yeah, that's what I just wanted to share with you all today. I actually, when I got back from Australia, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much in my journey that I just need to share with you all that I want to help you out with. There's so much more like wisdom that I have that I haven't been able to, but I haven't shared with you all. So I actually, when I got back from Australia, I recorded a free training video all about building your dream life. And I'm going to put the link in the description down below. So I would definitely recommend going to check out this free training video because this is going to really just change the way you look at different things in your life. So I hope you sign up for that and I hope you enjoy it. As always, I hope you have the most incredible day. If anything in here landed for you, please send me a message. Otherwise, I would also love it if you could please rate this podcast. But yeah, that is us for today. Have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you all again in next week's podcast episode. Ka kite.